We had on Friday evening some incidents in Yambio, and a number of people made their way to the UN compound. The situation remains tense over the evening. People went back to their homes, and then the fighting started again the next morning. At that stage, on Saturday morning, we had a few thousand people in front of UNMISS compound who were asking to be let into UNMISS compound. Now, yes, we agree UNMISS has a responsibility, or rather a mandate, to protect civilians, but there are rather a number of conditions for that. We are not in South Sudan to protect all the civilian that could be in danger. We simply cannot. And the main condition is that A, those people must be under the threat of an imminent danger to their life, and B, because we are in a sovereign country, which is South Sudan, we're only guests here. This is the responsibility of the national or the state authority in the case of Western Equatoria, of the SPLA, of the police, of the law enforcement agencies. What happened on Saturday and Sunday is that we did engage with the authorities, who themselves engaged with the displaced person who were trying to make their way into the compounds of UNMISS. A lot of them were back to their homes. There is a big sense of insecurity in South Sudan, which probably explains why people are flocking towards UN bases. There is also the model or the idea, because UNMISS is protecting so many civilians, because UNMISS has implemented its mandate of protection of civilians, there is an idea that gates are going to be systematically open. It is true that we are currently protecting almost 170,000 people. We are protecting civilians. We would never, ever, and we have never, ever denied protections to civilians under imminent threat to their lives.
But still, they are still blaming UNMISS for not protecting the civilians.
I cannot accept that blame. The figures speak by themselves. The civilians under threat have voted with their feet. We have right now 170,000 people on our bases. Those people are completely and totally relying on UNMISS when it comes to their safety, and they are totally and completely relying on humanitarian actors, be it UN agencies, funds and program, or NGOs when it comes to humanitarian support. A much worse cycle of retribution than what we have already seen has been averted and prevented, thanks to UNMISS opening its gates.
Okay, referring to Yambio again, is there any engagement with the authorities there to see what will happen and how to protect the civilians there?
The authorities have arrived, have been engaged as of Saturday, and even arrived from Juba over the weekend to discuss the issue. It is an issue that is taken very seriously by everyone. By us, of course, but of course by the authorities as well. And we hope that the situation will be solved with a sense of safety and security, which will allow everyone to feel they can go back to their homes.